This is Captivated Minds. I'm Stan.
I'm Jake.
And this is our movie mayhem, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Since we're doing a religious item series, we figured, why not do Raiders?
Why not do Indiana Jones?
Isn't Harrison Ford a religious artifact?
He is in my eyes.
Yeah.
Should
we keep him in the Vatican?
Oh my God, yes.
Just
like, if he dies...
Is he going in the Vatican?
He has to.
Or
he has to go in the
vault. National Archives?
Yeah.
The Smithsonian?
Smithsonian. Yes. Smithsonian. He has to be in a glass casket.
It belongs in a museum.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
He has to be in a glass casket dressed as Indiana Jones.
Ooh. No, or do you want him in Han Solo Carbonite? Just.
No, so I was going to say that.
Yeah.
But he hates Han Solo. Well, so I wouldn't want to do that to him.
Okay.
So I figured Indiana Jones. But I like the idea, though.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Halfway. He's dressed as Indiana Jones frozen in kryptonite.
Carbonite. Yeah, that'd be kind of neat. Yeah.
He has the hat and everything just frozen there.
Yeah.
With the whip.
Yeah. The opening scene. We see the opening credits as the film opens, as we see in the jungle. We can see a group getting closer and closer as one person gets scared and runs away. As they look at a face of stone, we can see Indiana find a poison dart as three men in this group left. We hear a gun click as Indiana whips a gun away. We know that he's not messing around. He has yet to say anything, but the presence is clearly there. We can see him talk and gather sand. These two men are exploring this cave as they find spiders first. He tells his fellow traveler to stay out of the light. We see the Gold Idol in the center. The entire place is booby-trapped as we see Indiana move through to get this Gold Idol. He looks at the Gold Idol, and a quick flick of the wrist does the old change-up.
The old flick of the wrist.
That's right. As he drops the sand, the whole place explodes as he makes a run for it. He tosses the idol, but the person he's with betrays him last minute. He grips his way over a ledge, and he gets his whip, and he comes across the body of his last companion as he makes a run for it against a giant boulder in the classic boulder scene. Indiana makes it out last second as the local tribe has surrounded him. We see him give up his gun to Belloc, his enemy or foe. Belloc tells the tribe to kill him, and this tribe just runs Indiana into the jungle. We cut to a plane nearby. As he runs towards it, he's yelling for the pilot to start the engine. The pilot starts the engine as Indiana leaps into the plane, into the water. He gets into the plane. We see the plane fly up in the air as Indiana comes across a snake and freaks out.
Couple things.
Yeah.
The guy that's with him, is that Doc Ock?
Yep.
I thought so.
Yep.
But they made him look real Central American. You know what I mean?
There was no real makeup on him.
Really?
This is 81.
No shit.
Yeah. They put obviously some makeup on him, yeah.
But he looked very tan for who he is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then the other thing is...
Alfred Molina. Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing is, I love those scenes where you have your hero and there's like a group of people chasing him. And it's like, you know he's going to get away, but it's still comical.
That's right.
Because, like, this scene's hilarious, but if you look at Pirates 2, and he's running from all the cannibal people, it's the same scene.
Yeah.
It's just two different characters.
Well, if you think about this, this also sets up a lot, too. We get the Belloc set up.
Yeah.
We get the snakes. We get his occupation. We know what he does for a living. We know he's good at it. You know, all these little various things in just a quick 5-minute scene.
Right.
And he frees snakes.
They knew how to do it back then.
Yeah.
You didn't need one movie to tell the story of the character, and then you could get into the action.
Yeah.
You could get into the action and tell the story.
Various layers of setup. So here's our IMDb disclaimer. We take a lot of information from IMDb because it is a great source of information for our movie mayhem episodes.
Thank you, IMDb. Now pay us.
I wish.
Well, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. Here's our fun fact section. The famous scene in which Indiana shoots a marauding and flamboyant swordsman was not in the script. Harrison Ford was supposed to use the whip to get the sword, but he had food poisoning. I think I told you this.
Yes.
He had gotten sick from eating the local food. And so, they had to just shoot him.
Yeah, because if you look at him,
he's
like pouring sweat, and you can tell he's just over it. But that was the whole thing.
He had dysentery, like, bad.
He had that gun with the blanks in it.
Yeah.
And he kind of, it was like, whatever. Takes out the gun and shoots him. And Spielberg was like, fuck.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah, I think everyone had dysentery for 2 days on that set.
Yeah.
That's bad.
It's not good.
When Brody first goes to Indiana's house to discuss the mission, Joan is dressed by the way he is because he's entertaining a young woman in his bedroom. The script originally planned to show her before moving to the next scene to give Indy a little more worldly persona. However, her appearance was cut as Spielberg thought him being a playboy did not fit the character.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you also see some of the, well, I'll talk about later, but some of the college girls trying to flirt with him, too. And that's, like, that's borderline kind of creepy. Because
it is. Yeah. I mean, I kind of understand it. You're trying to make Indy this, like, dream.
Yeah.
Like, he's like.
The guys want to be him. The girls want to be with him sort of thing. Yeah.
So it's one of those, like, I understand why not to do it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you'd want, Indy is like one of those guys where you'd want him to have almost one woman type of deal. And you also want him to be the type of guy that really focuses on his work.
That's right.
So
it's almost like work is his wife.
Yes.
In a sense. Like, we'll talk about it with all the other, in various movies, all the other women, but like, he's married to his work.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Freeze framing it, you can see R2-D2 and C-3PO in the gold little bar when they first approach the Ark.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. When filming the snake scenes in the Well of Souls, a python bit the first assistant director.
Oh, no shit.
Hand and wouldn't let go. Tomlin,
that sucks.
Yeah. Tomlin calmly asked someone to grab the python still attached to its tail by the tail and whip it. So they would snap, but would send a wave of shake through the snake's body and let it go. But a stagehand did that, and the python released the bite's hand, yeah. But, yeah.
He's lucky.
Yeah.
Because usually with a snake, it will stay gripped. Even if you, most of the time, if you stay relaxed, it will just eventually let go. And you don't want to pull because their teeth are reversed. So when they go in, they hook.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be bad. The python wasn't hurt, though.
No animals were hurt during this film.
Yeah. Traditionally, when one of the films is about to open, George Lucas goes on vacation to get away from the thing. Star Wars was just about to open. Lucas went to Hawaii where he was joined by Spielberg. When the grosses for Lucas's film came out and it was clear it was going to be a hit, Lucas reacts and was able to discuss other topics with his friend. It was at this point that Spielberg confessed that he always wanted to direct a James Bond film, to which Lucas replied he had a much better idea, an adventure movie called Raiders of the Lost Ark.
No shit. I also love these two together.
Yeah.
I really do. These two together is like the most amazing thing ever.
During filming in Tunisia, nearly everyone in the cast and crew got sick except for Spielberg because he only ate SpaghettiOs.
My man.
Yep.
No shit.
He didn't eat any local food.
No shit. What an odd food.
That would kill you.
That's an odd food.
If that's all you have to eat, though, that or dysentery.
I'm choosing SpaghettiOs.
I'm choosing I can't. I'd probably choose dysentery.
But you know what I mean? Like shit. When you think of Spielberg, I mean, I know this is like early career, stuff like that.
No, right? He was really, this is 80s. He'd been around for a while.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it was his younger years. Stuff. When you think of SpaghettiOs, you don't think of Spielberg.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, you do not.
You see him eating fancy
shit. That's right. That's
so
right.
When I hear SpaghettiOs, that's just as bad as like finding out George Lucas, maybe he loves ramen.
Yeah, you know what whatever I mean? It is, yeah. The out-of-control airplane actually ran over Harrison Ford's knee, tearing a ligament in his left knee. Lucky for him, the heat had turned the rubber tire soft so it didn't crush the bone. Rather than submit to Tunisian healthcare, Ford wrapped his knee in ice and carried on.
No shit.
Can you just imagine that?
Oh, my God. That's messed up.
Yeah. The film was originally given an R rating. Can you imagine that? R. For the exploding heads at the end.
I get that. I get it.
So if you look at the ending, do you remember the Evil Dead? It's they use the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
So I kind of get it.
Yeah.
I understand. But the rest of the movie doesn't deserve a rated R just because of one scene.
No. In 1999, Raiders of the Lost Ark was added to the National Film Registry by the United States Library of Congress. It's the only Indiana Jones film to be inducted.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Harrison Ford actually outran the boulder in the opening sequence.
Nice.
Because the scene was shot twice from five different angles. He had to outrun it 10 times.
That sucks.
Yeah, with a bad knee. Oh, maybe they did the scene of a knee. Right. Yeah. The spirit effects at the end were achieved by shooting mannequins underwater in slow motion through a fuzzy lens to achieve the ethereal quality.
Huh. Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. The sacred idol of Hovutus, which Dr. Dones takes possession of at the beginning of the film, is apparently a fertility goddess. It is a molten image of a woman squatting giving birth.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize it was that, yeah.
Okay.
Steven Spielberg and Melissa Matheson, we talked about her before.
Yep.
Wrote a script during shooting breaks. Yeah, they wrote E.T.
Yes.
While he was doing Raiders. Alfred Molina's first credited role.
There we go.
Yeah.
There's Alfie.
Yeah. Indiana Jones' hat came from the infamous Herbert Johnson hat shop in London. The hat was the shop's poet model. I'm sure that thing sold out.
No shit.
Yeah. The last line to be added to the script is, I'm uncomfortable with this Jewish ritual because after reading through the script, the screenwriters realized that there was no mention of Jews or Nazis' hatred for them. If you're going to have Nazis, you're going to have them hate the Jews.
Yeah.
The monkey raising his paw and saying Hail Hitler was thought up by George Lucas and is one of Spielberg's favorite scenes. That shows their dark sense of humor, too.
Yeah.
In Empire magazine, Frank Marshall said that they got the monkey to do the Nazi salute by putting a grape on a fishing pole and getting the monkey to reach for the grape.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, makes sense.
That's kind of cool. It took about 50 takes before the monkey could do the actual salute.
That's messed up.
Yeah. Voice artist Frank Welker provided the chattering sounds for the monkey. You know, chirp sounds, yeah.
Monkey.
Yeah, that's about it.
That monkey.
Only Indiana Jones film to be nominated for Best Picture.
Really?
Yeah. I would have been the third one.
I was just going to say that. I would say the third one over this one.
This one's really, really good.
No, this one is really good. But
I like the third one more.
Yeah?
Maybe because I'm a sucker for Sean Connery.
It could be.
Indiana Jones, Kangaroo, Hyde, Bullwhip was sold in 1999 for $43,000.
Wow.
That, yeah. His jacket and hat are on display at the Smithsonian.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, Harrison was almost didn't want to let those go.
Yeah.
But they gave him some of the replicas.
Which makes sense.
It was mostly because he was in love with the hat. He's in love with the character.
Yeah.
And he was in love with the hat, and the whip was cool. And then it was like, oh, we need to put these in the Smithsonian. He was like, but I want it.
That's right. to create the heavy sound of the lid, arc lid being slid open. The sound designer Ben Burt simply record him moving the lid of his toilet seat at home.
These guys come up with the craziest things. Yeah.
The Well of Souls required 7,000 snakes. The only venomous snakes were the cobras, but one crew member was bitten on set by a python.
No shit.
That's a lot of snakes.
That's a lot of snakes.
John Williams actually wrote the two themes for the film. He played them both for Spielberg on the piano, and Spielberg loved them so much that he suggested Williams use them both. He did, and the results were Although the Nazis speak German in many scenes, most of the lines were dubbed for the German version of the film because the actors spoke very bad German with a strong American accent. Some lines were simply wrong. On the recent DVD release, no German lines are wrong. The majority of the German lines seem to be spoken by native German speakers.
No shit. I've always wondered that when they do a movie and have to do a language.
Yeah.
I've always wondered how accurate it is.
They probably should get pretty accurate.
Because us Americans are very stupid.
That's right.
Right? We wouldn't be able to tell a difference.
No.
If you were to, like, let's say, put a Japanese movie on.
Yeah.
American-made Japanese movie. They could just be saying gibberish, but we'll think that they're talking Japanese.
We'll be looking at the action anyway.
Right, we're looking at the action and reading the subtitles.
That's right.
We're not even paying attention.
Yeah. Producers limited the on-screen blood from gunshots during the truck chase by using fine red dust instead of fake blood. That's kind of neat.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, the red dust available for the squibs was cayenne pepper, which caused a lot of suffering for the stunt crew.
That sucks.
Because when you get a squib explode, it goes everywhere.
Yeah, it's poof.
George Lucas first dreamed up the idea of an adventure archaeologist about the same time he came up with the idea of Star Wars.
Oh, no shit.
The giant boulder that chases Indiana Jones at the start of the film was made of fiberglass. During the bonus features, the sound designer said that in order to get the proper sound effects for the giant boulder, the sound crew tried pushing boulders up and down a hill, but the sounds they were getting weren't what they were looking for. Later that day, as they were leaving a Honda Civic coasting down a general gravel embankment, Bert noticed the sound was just what he was looking for, so he grabbed a microphone and held it near the Civic's tires.
Look at that. Again, the weird things that
The sound designers, yeah, they really try to find some good stuff.
Just like in Star Wars, the sound of, like, the gun shooting.
Or even the TIE fighters.
Yeah, it's the gun shooting. They actually went to, you know, the wire that holds the electric poles?
Yeah.
They hit that with a wrench. And that's what makes the sound. Choo, choo,
no shit. Choo. Yeah. Spielberg and Lucas disagreed on the character of Indiana Jones. While Lucas saw him as a 007-like playboy, Spielberg and the writer Lawrence Kasdan felt the character's academic and adventure elements made him complex enough. Spielberg had a darker version of Jones, interpreting him as an alcoholic, similar to Humphrey Bogart's character in The Treasure of Sierra Madre. The characterization fell away during the later drafts, though elements survive. During the Well of Souls scenes, snake handler Stephen Edge served as a double for Marion's legs. Ooh. According to the Edge, Karen Allen's stunt double refused to stand amongst the snakes.
So that means he had to shave his legs.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
The thing you do,
I think that's funny.
That is pretty funny. For the scenes in which Indy is to face-to-face with a hooded cobra, Edge says the snake handlers introduced the cobra to Hood with a toy rabbit held out of the frame. Huh. That's kind of neat.
I'd still be fucking afraid.
Yeah. The models used for German U-boats were rented from the production company that was making the boat. The same area of time. Despite having the dream team of Lucas and Spielberg, it was initially turned down by every studio in Hollywood.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Only after persuasion did Paramount take it.
That's insane.
Can you imagine if they didn't took it?
Right.
If they self-financed, they would have made bank themselves.
shit. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? And then they'd just laugh at everybody.
Yeah. Oh, you told us we couldn't do it.
Look, hey.
We did it.
What we did.
That's right. According to the Blade Runner documentary, Harrison Ford's performance as Indiana Jones in the film was so good that mere experts from before it was actually released in their cinemas persuaded him to make persuaded the filmmakers for him to make Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Lucas made what was at the time an unusual deal for the film. The studio financed the film's entire $18 million budget. In exchange, Lucas would own 40% of the film, collects almost half the profits after the studio grows to a certain set amount, and it turned out to be a very lucrative deal. Paramount executive Michael Eisner said that he felt the script for the film was the best thing he'd ever read.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
To achieve the sounds of thousands of snakes, the sound designer struck his fingers into a cheese casserole. This augmented by applying wet sponges and to grip tape on a skateboard.
That's fucked up. Now, the thing is...
They sound real.
I actually find it fascinating when I watch these sound people do that stuff.
They're called Foley experts, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, that's a whole job, yeah. Okay, so now we're on to our actor section. We have Harrison Ford, Karen Allen. That's really... Daheem Elliott. Yeah, and then John Rhys Davies.
I love Karen Allen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really... I mean, that's it for the cast, though.
Yeah.
The budget, $18 million. Gross U.S. and Canada, $248 million. Opening weekend, now look at this shit, $9 million.
Yeah.
No one knew.
No one knew. That's
and then worldwide, almost $400 million.
And then it also is like, what was it up against?
Yeah, we'll talk about that too.
If there's a movie where you just...
It might have done better opening weekend, but, you know.
You know, adventure movies weren't...
A big thing.
So, half the adventure movies back in those days were straight to release.
Yeah. Where was it filmed? Well, Tunisia, California, Hawaii, France.
Wow, they were all over
England,
the place.
Yeah. That's Arizona.
Yeah, UK.
Yeah.
Wow. All over the place.
Yeah, England. Yeah, and then various studios in England. Yeah, they were all over the place, you're right. So here's the year it came out. 1981. Here's where it's up against. Escape from New York.
Halloween. Phenomenal film.
Halloween 2.
It's pretty good, too.
The Howling.
And The Evil Dead.
Yeah. What are you seeing opening weekend?
See, that's the thing. I would... Nah. It's hard. It's hard because I'm biased.
I know you are. That's why I put Escape from New York in there.
I'm very biased. Like, if I was thinking about this as someone who's never seen any of these movies.
I know.
Okay? I would probably see Escape from New York.
Yeah.
I have to.
Yeah.
I would probably see Indiana Jones over The Howling.
Which makes sense. Yeah, I would have gone that way, too.
Halloween 2, I think I'd see it over... That's a toss-up.
See, I would see Indiana Jones over Halloween 2, but I would see Escape from New York over Halloween 2 and Halloween 2 over The Howling.
Yeah, I would do that too.
But The Evil Dead
versus
Indiana Jones or The Evil Dead versus Escape from New York.
That's hard.
That's tough. I might go Evil Dead.
I might see them both in the same day.
Yeah.
Like That's rough, because Evil Dead's fucking good.
Yeah, so is Indiana Jones. Yeah, I know. See, that's what, you know.
Even the remake of The Evil Dead was pretty decent.
Yes, it was.
It was good.
So do you want to go through the list again or no?
I think we can skip this one, because we've done Spielberg.
So we've done him a couple times. Yeah, so the only ones we can add, the director's name is Steven Spielberg, West Side Story, and then The Fablemans.
Right, yeah.
We've gone through...
Because when we did, like... We did the BFG.
We've done Lincoln. We've also done Close Encounters.
Yes, we've done Close Encounters. So I think we've read this list like...
Five times. Yeah, we know what's...
What was the other one?
Now Indiana Jones.
Yeah, now Indiana Jones. So,
yeah.
Yeah, we've read this enough.
Yeah.
Where...
It doesn't change.
No. No, it doesn't change.
Oh, we did E.T. too.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, wow.
We did E.T.
Yeah, we were pretty bad at this, huh?
Yeah, we've done them.
Yeah, okay. So when was the first time you saw this?
Oh, God, I was just a kid. It was on TV, I think, when I first saw it.
I think it was on VHS when I first saw it, to be honest, yeah.
And then I think I begged my mom. It was after the second one came out. It was one of those, like, box set type of things.
Yeah.
I think it was before the third, but you could get the two VHS for this, like, one price, whatever. And I got Temple of Doom and this.
Yeah.
And I constantly watched them. Like, it was a constant rewatch.
I don't know how many times I've watched these over the years, though. I mean, I can't tell you how many times. Here are top 10 scenes. Scene number 10, we cut to college as Indiana is teaching a class. He is a college professor at the same time. We can also see the class as one of the female students has a crush on him. We can see him talking to Marcus about the idol. Marcus tells him that the museum will buy anything he brings them. The Army Intelligence wants to meet Indiana. We can hear that Jones studied under Ravenwood. The Army Intelligence guys tell Jones that the Nazis are looking for the occult items. The Nazis are diving for something in Cairo. Jones tells them that the Nazis may have discovered Tanis as well as the Ark. They discuss the secret chamber within Tanis and about the Ark of the Covenant. Jones tells these guys that they're looking for Ravenwood and a headpiece. Jones describes the headpiece and explains how it works to use the sun to find the exact location of the Ark within Tanis.
I do like the fact they made him a college professor, because it would be even more, like, disturbing if he was, like, a high school teacher with a bunch of females, like, having a crush.
But at least they're college, so that's...
It's a little bit better.
It's not that great, but it's bearable.
You just know they're...
But it also gives him a profession, though, too. Yes. Not just an archaeologist, but also a teacher. He's doing this for, you know, the study or the preservation of these items, too.
Yeah, because he's also, like, working for the museum.
That's right.
Type of thing.
Yeah. Marcus goes to Jones and tells Jones to take the job and go after the Ark. Jones and Marcus share a toast as Jones prepares his things. Marcus tells Jones that the Ark should not be taken lightly. Jones makes sure he packs a gun. We see Jones board a plane as we notice he's being followed or watched. We cut to a bar where we see two women doing shots. I want to assume they're both women. Would you say that other one's a woman?
I think it's a man.
You think it's a man? I think it's a woman. It's a
man.
I think it's a woman.
Because it doesn't...
That's the debate, though, isn't it? Man or woman?
Because to me, it's to show that she, as a woman, can take on...
But I always thought that she could drink the most. Not just as a woman, but she was the one that could drink the most out of any woman there. That's how I always thought it.
That's true. Well, I don't know. Well, I'd have to look at it
again.
Yeah.
But they have the drinking contest. That's where we kind of like, the bar clears right out. The other, our main lady wins because he drinks too much. She clocks Indiana Jones one as she walks in. They have a clear past. She hates him now. Jones asked for a piece of the headpiece. Jones offered $3,000 and then another $2,000 later. He's actually nice about this headpiece. The other people are not.
That's the thing. Like, he's going up to her. Yeah, they've had a past and stuff, but he's really going up to her as an old friend.
That's right.
And saying, hey, look, I really need it. There's some bad men that are wanting it.
Yeah.
Let me take it off your hands. I'll give you this much money, and it'll be safe with me.
That's right.
And you'll be safe. And she doesn't want anything to do with it. I also think it's because she is drunk, and she has this hatred for him. She really isn't going to listen to
shit. But I don't think there's that much hatred. I think it's a love hate.
Oh, it is definitely a love hate. It's like
she loves him, but she also, like, she's going to give him some shit because he did some shit to her, too. She tells him nothing and tells him to come back tomorrow. Marion pulls the headpiece from her neck and places it on a table nearby. She tosses the money in a box as a group of men show up and enter the bar. Marion tells these men that she does not have the same headpiece that Indiana was looking for. In a second, she is held down as a German bad guy. It's always a bad guy. It's a German bad guy.
There's nothing like a good German bad guy.
It's a bad guy with the fire poker. It's going to kill you now. As he brings it closer, the whip comes out instantly, and Jones gets her out of it and starts a firefight in the bar. Marion helps Jones as a couple of times as Jones manages to get the upper hand. The bad guy grips the headpiece, but it's been sitting in the fire and burns his hand in the process. Marion saves Jones as a couple more times. Marion gets the headpiece last second as they both exit the building.
The crack of the whip. Yeah. Every time I hear that first crack of the whip,
yeah,
I get chills because it's just awesome.
Yeah.
Because it just comes out of nowhere.
Scene number 8, we move to from Nepal to Cairo. We see Marion and Jones are welcomed by a little monkey that somehow follows them. Jones and his friend talk about Belloc being in charge. His friend tells him that they should not mess with the Ark. The monkey goes running as Jones and Marion move into the city. The monkey goes to its owner as the monkey and the owner are Nazi supporters. Nazi monkey.
Nazi monkey.
That sounds like a TV show.
It does.
The Nazis make the signal as something is about to happen. A group of men jump out of nowhere and all leap towards Jones and Marion. He fights off a few of them as he sends Marion off, but she jumps off the cart, and she's now being chased. Marion hides in a basket, but manages to hide with the monkey, but the Nazi monkey, comes out and sells her out. Stupid Nazi monkey. Jones has one-on-one with one of the guys. He just shoots the other guy. Jones is now going after Marion, who is now being taken in a basket. It's a bit funny of like, oh, you know, where's she? You know, he has to kind of bounce around a little bit.
You know what it reminds me of? Those cartoons where, like, they run from door to door to chase each other type of thing.
Like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
As soon as he gets to her, he gets shot at once, and he gets to the truck as he sees it explode with her inside. Yeah.
Chemistry between those two.
I think it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. I think
Spielberg married her.
Yes. I think that's right. Yeah.
He did. He also married the other one, too.
Did he really? From Temple of Doom? Or from... Jesus Christ. So what? He married her for like a couple years and then was like, I like you better.
That's right. I'm going to upgrade.
High five.
I'm going to upgrade.
But what's awesome is... Even though we don't really talk about it.
Yeah.
But Crystal Skull.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay.
When they reunite in that one.
That's kind of neat. Well.
It was kind
Spielberg
of.
Spielberg had to work with his ex-wife again.
Right. Well, I'm talking about.
I know. Yeah, that's what I was getting.
But you know what I mean? Like, the chemistry on film between those two. Was still there. It was like it never stopped.
That's right.
It was really good.
Scene number 7, Jones is asked for a meeting. Joan meets with Belloc in a bar. The monkey runs off Belloc and tells Jones that they're both... Monkey runs off. Jones tells them that they're both alike. Belloc tells Jones that he will find the Ark. In the last second, a group of kids rush inside to save Indiana Jones from a bloodbath. Jones meets with his friend from earlier, and his friend's kids had helped him out. And we see that it's nighttime, and someone sneaks and poisons the dates. We see that the monkey eats the dates. The headpiece is translated, and it says, do not find the Ark, or do not look for the Ark. They both figure out that the bad guys are digging at the wrong spot. They notice the monkey was killed by the dates. We cut to Belloc dealing with the Nazis, digging, trying to find the Ark. We can try to see his friends hiding in plain sight as they try to dig at another site nearby. Joan tosses a staff down and a rope, and he gets into this chamber of souls. Jones is able to see the map of the city as the Germans catch his friend standing by the hole.
I do like how Jones and his friend are able to walk through this heavily guarded, like,
thing. German camp.
Right.
Yeah, without a care in the
without
world.
Without a care in the world.
Let's just go through here. Oh, don't mind me.
I mean, they're literally bumping into these Germans, too, and it's like, yeah, don't worry about
they
it.
They gotta get him water.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, let's get you water.
What else do you need?
Yeah. Scene number six, Jones is still in the chamber trying to figure out how to make the headpiece work using the sun. We can see the sun shine through the chamber, and it hits the right spot. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Jones uses the staff within the headpiece to find the location of the arc within Tanis. The room lights up a gold color as Jones knows where the arc can be found. Jones breaks the staff so no one can see it. They begin to walk through the Nazi camp yet again. Jones walks into a tent and finds Marion. Jones has to keep her tied for now. He tells Marion that she has to stay or the whole plan is gone. Jones begins to use his skills to discover where the Ark is located. The Germans want to push Marion for information. Belloc tells them to hold back. We can see the Nazi from earlier with the bad hand come back. Jones and a group of men are all going to dig for the Ark. The more they dig for the Ark, the more a storm comes forward. You notice that? It's a religious storm?
Yep.
The storm gets worse as they open not the Ark, but the chamber related to the Ark. They notice the floor is moving, and it is snakes.
I also love when the Nazi comes in. And he pulls the rod out of his pocket. And it's a very tense moment. Yeah. They're like, what is he going to do? And it turns into a hanger.
Oh, God.
And he just hangs his coat up. It's like, yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Because everyone's like, oh, my God, what is he going to do with the rod?
It's a gun or whatever.
And he's just like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah.
I need to hang my jacket.
That's right. Scene number five, Bella goes to the tent and gives Marion food and water. He even offers her a nice dress to wear. Marion asks him what they have to drink. Marion changes and looks stunning as they, she doesn't even, she tells him she doesn't even like Jones at all. Jones descends into this giant chamber. As we see Jones come face to face with a cobra. The Jones does not move at all as the cobra looks like it'll strike. Jones is now freaking out and lighting the snakes on fire. Marion begins to be a little flirty with Belloc. As they begin to drink, Belloc notices that she can drink. Marion pours them both another one and another one. Jones and his friend make it to the Ark. They take a second and use all their might to move the top section off of the Ark before they can lift it out of its area. Marion pretends to be drunk while Belloc is drunk. The Nazi comes up behind her, and now it's their turn. Jones and his friends use two staffs, and they pick up the Ark as it lights up the entire chamber with a gold glow. They move through the chamber as they box it up quickly.
I love it. I love the both, like,
it's intercut.
Intercut like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, two different scenes.
Because
yeah.
you're seeing what she's up to. You're seeing what he's up to.
And the tension from both is rising. Because when they're in the chamber, they're, like, watching for the Nazis. And when she's flirting with Belloc, she's also watching for the Nazis.
Right. But I also love how it also is, like, you saw how she could drink at the bar.
That's right.
So you know she can hold her liquor.
That's right.
So...
But he doesn't know. So it's like the audience, we know. We've done this before. We've had moments where, like, oh, we as an audience know what's catching up, but the people in the movie aren't catching up yet.
They don't have a clue.
No. Belloc and the Nazis walk through the site and notice Jones at the dig site. The Nazis are onto them. Belloc cuts the rope and leaves Jones down there and takes the Ark. They toss Marion in the chamber with Jones. Jones catches her last second in the chamber. The Nazis and Belloc seal them in the chamber. The torches begin to go out. Jones tears her dress as he has an idea to tear down the wall so they can escape. Marion is trying to use a torch to keep the snakes away. Jones uses a moment to open up a wall and save them both as we hear his theme song for a second. The wall crashes down as Marion and Jones are all right. Marion comes across a body chamber and begins to freak out. Jones sees sunlight as they begin to push their way out. Both of them are now at an airstrip outside of the chamber.
Okay. certain movies, when there is a beautiful female
yeah.
co-star or main lead or whatever, yeah. when it comes to action films, have you ever noticed they put them in such, like, provocative clothing?
Yeah,
right?
On purpose.
It's like, okay, she's wearing this beautiful white dress. She looks great.
That's right.
But was there really a need
to tear more of it?
To tear more of it, or to, like, was there a need to actually put her in a dress? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
Like, you just see that so many times where it's like, hey, or they supposedly they have to run the entire time in heels.
Yeah, that's and not it's realistic. Like, it's not realistic.
It doesn't make any sense.
Scene number three, Jones is sneaky and trying to take the plane. He manages to knock out one guy, but a giant German, comes out from
the guy's huge.
He's like the Rock from Germany.
What's messed up?
I'm the Rock.
When you see the guy, I don't see a German, I see a Russian.
Yeah.
Like, mentally in my head,
he's a big guy.
Russians are that big.
Yeah.
And I think it has to do with, you know, watching Rocky.
Yeah.
I always just think Russians are that big.
But he's a
big. So this guy is just gigantic.
Would you say he's the Nazi version of the mountain?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The Nazi mountain.
Nazi mountain.
Now the plane is moving forward as Jones is getting beaten. Marion just starts shooting away at the Nazis nearby. Gas is leaking and the German mountain is fighting Jones near the plane. Jones gets knocked out because the Germans get killed by the plane. They both blow up the whole plane. Jones and his friend Marion all meet up. They all found out the Ark is now in motion. Jones tells them that he's going after the truck. He steals a horse and goes after them like a white knight. Jones manages to catch up as the Nazis shoot each other. Jones invades the truck. And he's, like, just taking one vehicle over at a time, basically. Punches the driver. Now he's in command of the truck. Jones is able to drive off one car and smash a motorcycle, too. Jones kills and or stops anyone in his way. He has one guy left to stop, but this guy surprises him, beats him out of the truck. Jones is tossed out of the truck and is now in front of it. He manages to slide under the truck last second. Jones manages to get to the cabin, take out the Nazi, and take the Ark. That was a mouthful.
I also like how the Nazi mountain gets completely demolished by the blades of the plane.
Well, in irony, though, the regular mountain also destroyed someone else's head.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Scene number two, Jones makes it back and is hidden by all the locals. The Nazis aren't able to find him. Jones and Marion and the Ark are now all boarding a ship. Marion takes care of Jones a little bit, but now he's looking a little bit up. Marion tells him that he isn't the same as she knew him 10 years ago. They're finally able to share this nice little romantic moment as their tension has been building this whole time. Jones has been preoccupied with the Ark. He's barely thought about Marion. He passed right out before they could get any. That's kind of funny. We can also see that the Ark is burning down the box it is in. The engines have stopped, and now Jones is going to check what's going on. The boat is stopped by a Nazi submarine. The boat is raided, and the Ark is taken. Jones is still hidden but watching. The captain tells him to take the gold, but not the girl. Belloc takes the girl last second.
Yeah, it's almost like the Ark sensed the evilness of the things written on the box.
Yeah, and it burned
it. So it burned, like, the swastika and the whatever the bird and
the symbol
the
were.
Symbol
yeah,
was.
Yeah, the eagle. Not the eagle, but whatever, yeah. Scene number one, they find Jones last second as he makes it to the submarine, and he's going for it. This ship has taken them to an island. We can see the submarine makes it as Jones has beat up one of the Nazis at the station. Jones nabs a Nazi and steals his clothes, but the clothes are too small, so he has to do it again.
It's my favorite.
I love that bit.
He, like, puts it on, and he's, like, trying to button it. Then yeah. Another guy's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Jones is caught. Belloc is moving the Ark, and he intends on opening it before he gets to Germany. Jones still goes unnoticed as the group of them begin to move the Ark. Jones hides the Ark back in the line as he comes up with a quick plan. He has a plan to basically blow up the Ark. Belloc calls bullshit on Jones. I like this scene.
Yes.
If you're going to blow it to hell. Blow it back to Kingdom Come or whatever. Belloc tells him that if he wants to see it open, you know, open it. Jones hesitates for a moment as he can't blow up the Ark. Belloc knows his weakness.
Yes.
And he uses it against him. He knows that
he wants this in its entirety. That's right. He doesn't want it in pieces.
Out of all those scenes, which ones do you think stood out the most? Ending.
Out of all those scenes, I like the little fight scene with the plane.
Yeah, I like the fight scene with the plane. Yeah. I'd say the scene at the end where he's about to blow up the Ark.
Yeah.
Because everything has been leading up to the Ark, not including the ending, but like Marion's on the line, the Ark's on the line, Indiana Jones is on the line, the Nazis have basically won at this point.
Yeah.
Some questions we had while watching it. How many adventures has Indiana Jones gone on to prior to this one?
Yeah, that would kind of be nice to know.
Just a little bit of history.
Because the thing is, you could tell it's not his first rodeo.
No, that's right.
He's done this quite a few times.
Wouldn't you think Indiana would just have gotten two guns just in case?
Yeah.
Could it be a sin or a divine presence coming out of the box in the beginning?
Ooh, yeah.
When they're talking to the army intelligence, they're saying the glowing lines coming out of the box.
Yep.
What kind of shit did Jones pull on Marion?
Yeah, see, that would have been nice to know,
We're implied some stuff, yeah. How many shots is too many shots? With the bar scene. At what point do you be like, oh, there's no way she can do 15 shots?
Okay, so I've gone shot for shot with someone who was a heavy drinker.
She
was twice my age.
Yeah.
And like three times smaller than I am. Yeah. Right? And she beat me.
I think the most I've ever done is 30.
Yeah, we killed a whole bottle, a whole fifth of Jack Daniels.
That's the hair of the dog there.
And I was gone.
Yeah,
And she was like ready to
drive home?
Yeah, she was all set.
Is Belloc or a total dick or does he have a point?
Ooh. I think he has a point. It's weird.
He is a dick. That's right.
But he had you can tell he's not doing this for the Nazis. He's doing it for himself.
But still, that's kind of a dick move.
It is a dick move.
To use the Nazis to help proprietate his own. Okay, here's one for you. How many snakes would survive in that pit after this long without eating each other?
Yeah.
How long has that pit been sealed, too?
Long time.
That's right.
Long time.
That's right.
Okay, would you rather fall into a pit of snakes or a pit of rats?
Snakes.
Snakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather do snakes.
Yeah. Has Nazi killing ever been more fun?
No, I think this is this is real fun.
That's real fun, yeah. So they could have just stopped Jones by just going underwater when he's on the submarine.
I know.
I'm just putting that out there. Yeah. I had to.
Yeah. Yeah. They
could have. Oh.
But they didn't.
No.
Let him ride.
That's right. Basic cable with commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, anytime.
I'm sorry. This movie is just,
it's a
classic.
Once I'm in it to win it. That's right. Streaming, all of them.
All of them.
But it's going to be on Paramount.
Yeah.
Favorite part?
Well, we're not going to talk about it yet.
Oh, you're going to save yours for the ending?
Because I really like it.
I like the ending. Okay, what was the part you didn't like?
Ooh. Okay, you want me to talk about this now?
Well, your favorite part or the part you didn't like.
It's both the same? It still has to do with the same.
The ending?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, we'll hold that.
Okay, so I'm going to hold my thought.
My favorite part would have to be, I like the chemistry.
Chemistry between the two are amazing.
Between Jones and anyone, really. He's like, oh, Belloc is a dick. But you can see that, you know. Something I didn't like, I kind of wish we had more adventures with Indy in the either beginning or, like, to see more of him with Marion, just to see more you know, what happened to the Ark afterwards. To, you know, these little things.
See, kind of like how Last Crusade was.
Mm.
You showed him as a kid.
That.
You know what I mean? And then it led into.
Maybe show him early within a relationship with Marion and the breakup.
And the breakup. And
that's
then,
the only thing. Yeah. I'm not criticizing, but yeah. That, yeah.
I agree with you.
$40 to see it once.
Oh, yeah. I'm fucking
Ideal way. Well, I would love to see it in a theater. Driving.
Theater would be cool. Driving would be amazing.
That
would
be cool. Yeah.
That would be really cool. I wouldn't mind an old fashioned.
Oh shit moments. The opening scene.
Yeah.
The Tannis headpiece.
Yeah.
The bar brawl.
Bar brawl is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The snake floor.
See, to me, it is creepy. Yeah. Like, it really is creepy. And I don't know what I would do in that case.
Yeah.
You know, I said that I would rather fall in a pit of snakes. But if you're in a pit of snakes, it's
that's
like,
right.
Anything but this.
That's right. The fake coat holder. You talked about that. I know.
That was one of my favorites.
Seeing the Ark for the first time.
Yeah. It's like the way they they did the Ark. It's so beautiful. It's nice. It's nice.
Okay. And I know this is going to be an easy one. Best performance.
Harrison Ford.
Yeah, I know. That was easy. Second best. Who do you give it to? I do. Okay. I'm going to make a point for, and this is going to be kind of bad. I do like the Nazi that burns his hand. That guy's kind of mean and scary.
Okay.
I do like.
You want to know something?
I do like that. Not.
I was gonna say that.
That see, it's a bad. It's a good performance.
It's because
it's a good supporting role of a bad guy.
He's very creepy. He's the bad guy. That's why, like, when he pulls the coat hanger out, I thought it was something else. Because he's
that's
so,
right, menacing.
So I like him too.
See, okay, but Belloc could be a villain too because he's more of an Indiana Jones villain. But the Nazis are more of like the Nazis. So they're the general villain.
Yeah. The Nazis,
so you have two villains.
The Nazis are the world's villain.
That's right.
And Moloch is just the
Jones's villain. Yeah. That's right. What about Marion?
See, she did a great job.
Would you say she had a good performance, though? Or is it just okay?
See, to me, it's average. It's like, it's an average performance.
Yeah.
I think she's wonderful. I think she's great. I really do.
Yeah.
But it's not like one of those like
best performances. Yeah, I gotcha. So it's the burnt Nazi.
Yeah, burnt Nazi.
Yeah.
Burnt Nazi.
There's no other better kind.
No.
The ending. We are now on top of the island as Belloc begins the ritual of opening the Ark. Everyone nearby looks on or inside the Ark, where there's nothing but dust. The Ark is empty. Something has come out of the Ark, and once it was opened, this whole place has a moment. Weird things going on. A storm arises within the Ark as glows come forward. A bright mist comes out as Jones tells Marion not to look, but to shut her eyes. Things fly out of the Ark as they begin to touch and move around. It all changes as things are flying out of the demons or wrath or whatever. God, in an instant, and the Nazis begin to die and explode. Jones and Marion are the only two left alive on the entire island. The Ark closes itself, as the Ark destroyed everything left on the island. Marion and Jones both take a second look. Without saying a word, Jones comes back as is debriefed about the Ark, and the Army intelligence has it. The government tells them that the top men are working with the Ark. Marion tells Jones that she'll buy him a drink as he won the girdle, but not the gold. We see one final shot as the Ark is placed in a box and stored in a warehouse.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, talk about your ending.
So, the ending's my favorite.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
My favorite, like, I love the fact that these Nazis end up, like, their faces melting.
They get what they deserve.
And stuff like that. Now, this is where I dislike it, okay? Indiana Jones does not have to be in this movie for the ending to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
That's what pisses me off.
Uh-huh.
All Indiana Jones did was prolong the inevitable.
A little bit.
If they would have just
dug somewhere else.
Got the piece to begin with. Got the right measurements, dug the right place, got it, and opened it up, they would have died sooner.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he did. He prolonged the inevitable. The ending of the movie would have been the same whether Indiana Jones was there or not.
And also, he doesn't change as a character either. He's still a good guy.
There's no character change. Development. No. There's no nothing. He's the same guy.
It's just the circumstance that he went through.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the only problem I have. So that's a big
plot hole.
Big plot hole.
Yeah.
For that. That's my only gripe.
Yeah, that's right.
That's my only gripe.
Reboots, remakes.
No, don't fucking touch this one. All right? It's a franchise.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You did... I'm even going to hate... This is the thing. We are still young.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We are still young, Jake.
Yeah.
Even though sometimes we feel old. So, now picture this. We're 60 years old.
Oh, God.
They're going to remake this.
Yeah.
They're going to find some other actor to play Indiana Jones. I get that. I understand it. But do they need to touch this? No. Leave it alone. Let it be a classic.
They're not going to do Return to Raiders?
I hope not. Like, I'd understand if they find
someone Raiders else. Raiders of a new generation?
That's disgusting. But I'd understand if you want to find a new Indiana Jones and do new adventures. But don't touch Harrison's legacy.
I got it for you right now. Okay, I'm going to pitch this right to you. They're going to remake it. They're going to remake Raiders of the Lost Ark, okay?
Yeah.
But it's going to be an NFT.
No.
They're searching for this NFT.
What's going
to
be
it. Yeah, it's going to be a digital web. My God. It's going to be two people on the internet trying to stop digital trolls, the Nazis.
That's
the Ark of the NFT.
I hate that you're probably right.
I know. I hate that I'm right,
too. That is awful.
Yeah. Yeah. By opening this NFT, you've condemned us all. You've
condemned us all. Now we all have viruses.
That's right. Oh, fuck it, eh? That's so bad. Sequel, yeah, of course. We'll talk about that later on in our series. Yep. Watch Bypass. Come on.
Buy it.
Yeah. Don't pass. Don't
pass on it.
Okay. Do you think this can be made today, or would it be changed to tone down or fit the narrative today?
I honestly think this one would be changed.
How would it be changed, in your opinion?
For one, they would take anything, as in, like, the mention of Nazis, anything that mentions Nazis, they take out because it's too offensive.
Then who's the bad guy?
They would say the Germans are the bad guy, but I don't think they would say they're Nazis. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see that.
It's one of those things where...
They skirt around it.
Right. So...
Now,
the other thing is, I could see them taking out, like, the swastika and stuff like that. Because even in Germany, if you actually see a German version of this movie...
It's different.
There is no mention of Nazis, and all swastikas and stuff have been digitally changed to other things. Because the swastika is illegal in Germany.
Mm. Do you think that if they make it today, Indiana Jones is a woman?
Oh, probably. That would make...
Or they reverse the roles.
Yeah, they'd either reverse...
Marion's a guy.
Yeah, I could see them doing that, too. Yeah.
Or Belloc's a girl. Belloc is a Scorn lover.
Belloc is Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, yeah. It's a Scorn lover of some kind, whatever. Yeah.
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 It's Sigourney.
I mean, you could.
I love me some Sigourney. I really do.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
Oh, could you imagine?
Yeah, they could.
I love her as an evil woman.
So, okay, so she's Belloc, but they're going after NFTs. Would you in it?
I'd be disgusted.
Would you watch it, though?
I'd watch it.
Yeah, you would.
I'd watch it because she's in it.
That's right, yeah.
I'd be like, oh, it's Sigourney.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with Sigourney.
That's right, yeah. What? They didn't find the golden NFTs?
Oh, damn it.
Yeah. So I think that's all we have for Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, so if you like what you hear, follow us on Facebook, Captivated Minds. Instagram is at MindsCaptivated. Email us, CaptivatedMinds2@gmail.com. Everything's listed in the show notes below.
If you also listen to us on Spotify or any other platform, make sure you turn on your notifications so you get up to date when we drop new episodes. If you also like what you hear, please let us know on Apple Podcasts. We'd love to have a review or hear from you. Yes. Thank you for listening.
Thank you all for listening.